Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for August 30th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. The supreme law of the land is the solution. Good, honest, wise American people standing for the principles of liberty can never be beat. We built the best economic engine in the history of the world. We got to return to honest, constitutional weights and measures, or currency, if you will, gold and silver coinage, as the Constitution calls for. We got to reject all the federal government programs that are not constitutionally prescribed or mandated. We got a lot of work to do, ladies and gentlemen, but it absolutely can be done. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. This half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com. They got incredible books at the Power Mall, by the way. Health and Hazards of Electromagnetic Radiation. Wow, it's an incredible book. It's on sale right now. 20% off, $7.96. Book, Original Intent, How the Democratic and the Republican Parties are Destroying the American Dream. It's on sale for $20. Book, Vegetable Gardeners, Book of Building Projects, available now. Book, Don't Throw It, Grow It. Book, How to Store Garden Produce. Wow, there's all kinds of interesting books, videos, DVDs, and more available now. You got Gary Null products, 20% off. Wow, you got pretty neat stuff. You got Mr. Oxygen special, 20% off. It just goes on and on. North American Herbs and Spice Cass Ingram's books, 20% off. I'm telling you right now, Willard Water, 20% off. Just tell all your friends about thepowermall.com, would you please? Do business with the good guys, because without them, we'd be struggling. Thepowermall.com, the number's 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. A recap of Friday's show. Yesterday, I wasn't feeling too well, so we did a rebroadcast. Incredible show, though. Hope you enjoyed the guests. But Friday, we talked about, and we were live from, the CSPOA 3T training event in Utah. It was an incredible event. I was really pleased with the turnout. We had probably 45 people or so. And you say, Sam, that's not very many. And my response is, remember, it was a very unique training the trainers session. This is people who want to learn how to train across the country, police officers and public officials and others, about the role of the Constitution, about the oath that we take as public officials, about Sheriff Richard Mack's landmark states' rights Supreme Court case win against the Bill Clinton administration. Just a lot of detailed information. People who attended got a thumb drive with training materials on it. It was an incredible event. I was there both days. It was phenomenal, to say the least. We will be cranking up training like that across the country for those who were not able to make these dates, so they'll have a chance. But I'm telling you, it was incredible. I was there. Rick and Richard did the training. Our vice president, Rick Dalton, and our president, former Sheriff Richard Mack. I was the MC for the event. I thought it went incredibly well. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Kurt was there with Honey, by the way. What do you think of the training, Kurt? I thought it was tremendous.
Well, the caliber of the attendees was, I don't know that you could find better. We're not saying anything to those of you who didn't attend, but...
Well, just saying you missed out, though.
Yeah, just tremendous people. And
yeah.
And as we said, it was a limited, venue, and it was just right, I thought.
Yeah, and intentionally limited because, remember, part of the training is very interactive. It's about talking about specific live, real-time reality situations and how you would answer questions and respond to them and the balance of power between the states and the federal government or your county and the state and the relationship there, about jurisdictional realities and authority, about keeping your oath of office and how that may or may not conflict with local law, which may or may not conflict with state and or federal or constitutional law, when it's law, when it's not, what law really is. I mean, there was a lot of real in-depth training and understanding about situational circumstances and stuff like that. And that can only happen in a very interactive group. And that can only happen, Kurt, when people are fairly constitutionally educated, number one, and number two, when they really want to learn and understand. In other words, it can devolve into an argument very easily, or you can have people of different educational levels to where the discussion can become very hard to deal with. So you've got to have a group of people that, one, understand the Constitution quite well, and two, are truly seeking for understanding about the balance of powers and about the proper role of limited government and about circumstantial realities. And one of the points that was made is that we live in the real, but we teach to the ideal. And how about the difference between those two? We talked a lot about what happens when state law comes in conflict with the constitutional supreme law, or when what happens when your oath of office and the law are in conflict. How do you deal with that? Because that's exactly what Judge Antonin Scalia said was the case for former Sheriff Richard Mack, and why the court case was so critical. That, hey, Richard was forced to choose between his oath and the law. Well, that can't really be true, meaning that that's what the force was about, but that's why the law didn't hold up in this case. Anyway, all I'm telling you is it was tremendous. Everybody who attended, I think, had a wonderful time. And we'll keep you up to speed as the CSPOA rolls out more and more incredible events. Clinton tries to tie Trump to rabid racist radicals. Seth Richardson, Reno Gazette, wrote the piece. Trump's black support explodes in some of the biggest battleground states, Kurt. Poll shows GOP nominee capturing a growing percent of the African-American vote. And people are asking, is Brexit Trump's secret weapon? And then we talked about, where does the military spending go? It's wasted big time. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Republican nominee Donald Trump has complained that the United States military is way underfunded, and he's pledged to appropriate more money for the military. Our response, we agree that our military is a disaster, as Trump says. However, whatever else afflicts the United States military, a lack of money is not on that list, Donald. You're part right, and you're seriously wrong in some reality here. The Pentagon budget, for example, is riddled with non-essential expenditures, to say the least. We talked about Consortium News points out that the Department of Defense spends nearly $500 million on live music. That's three times the budget of the entire National Endowment for the Arts, both of which are bogus. Spending that money on music and the Endowment for the Arts all need to go away. All right, neither, in my opinion, has constitutional legitimacy either. In June, the Defense Department's Inspector General found that the United States Army, which is just one element of the Department of Defense, made $2.8 trillion in wrongful adjustments. I mean, just waste of money everywhere. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. We also talked about the coffee bean gene. How much coffee do you drink? Some new studies are revealing that some people do fine on one cup. Some people need a lot. The difference is genes, they claim. We also talked about Juanita Broderick is fearing for her life. She says, I don't feel safe anymore. Well, hanging around Bill, you should have never felt safe, Juanita. But, you know, Clinton is targeting Alex Jones and other talk radio leaders. We mentioned that. Now it's the vast alt-right conspiracy. Even Hillary's supporters are confused on her meaning. The crazy paranoid world of Hillary. We talked about that a little bit. We also asked, is ISIS targeting our food supply? Incredible stuff on Friday's broadcast. The archived show is available at libertyroundtable.com. Also on your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. There you have it. Free. Available now. Talk radio anywhere. All right. Without further ado, that's a recap of Friday's broadcast. Yesterday, again, I wasn't feeling well. Right when we come back, though, we'll launch into news the networks refuse to use. It starts now today. It's kind of quiet on the home front. Except for LibertyNewsDaily.com and other incredible news sources, we've got the scoop on just about everything. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyRoundtable.com, three premier online talk, news, and more sites at your fingertips. Free, baby!
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use, always on tap. Wow. Let's start out with that Ryan Bundy story, Kurt. Every time we hear about the Bundys, to me it just smacks of more and more and more government manipulation and cover-up, sir.
Well, it's sad to say that I agree, Sam, but this Liberty News Daily piece, the headline reads, federal judge may force Ryan Bundy to hire an attorney. Yep, I guess she's accused. It's a lady, by the way, U.S. District Judge Anna Brown. And she's accused him of displaying open defiance of her court's authority. You just don't talk back to the king, man. She has informed him, that is Ryan Bundy, that she considers him to be unfit to act as his own attorney and will require him to obtain legal counsel. I mean, who's best to figure out who you want to serve as an attorney? Of course, it would be the judge, not yourself. I mean, you know, that kind of thing you can't, you know, do yourself. The story goes on to say that, you know, she's saying that if he could show cause for her to rule otherwise, then maybe it'll be different. But
well, the cause I would give is what she's trying to claim right now.
That's exactly
the idea,
right,
that you're
Sam.
Forced to have an attorney, what, to sell you down the river?
But if you bring that up to the judge, who's basically like the king, you know.
No, the queen.
You, oh, yeah, that's right, queen. Anyway, they say Ryan's among 26 defendants that have been charged with these federal felonies because of, that have to do with the last January's, you know, we're doing the speedy trial thing. We're in August, almost September. The month-long protest occupation, you know, the guys in Ferguson can burn cars, and I don't think any of them ever did any jail time, etc. But, you know, the guys in, you know, up in Oregon can stand there and, you know, talk, and, boy, they're going to jail. They face a federal court in Portland coming up soon, I guess. His brothers, by the way, Ammon and Dave, as well as their father, Cliven, and even dozens of others, they have some charges that they're facing because of the April 2014. That would be 2 years. And anyway, their standoff against the BLM, another unconstitutional agency, in my opinion, in Bunkerville, Nevada. Ryan Bundy was forced, you know, this is, you know, how the whole choice thing works in government, Sam, but he was, they say, recently forced to undergo an involuntary surgical procedure. Now, what is an involuntary surgical procedure, Sam?
Say one more time.
I think that's where you don't volunteer to do it. Right?
Oh,
you
know, yeah, I mean, okay.
You kind of, you know, they use the word forced and an involuntary surgical procedure. Anyway, this was, they say, to remove bullet fragments from his shoulder. And this was an injury that occurred during the January 26th roadside ambush in which the Oregon State Troopers and the FBI agents fatally shot rancher and activist Lavoy Finicum. By the way, you know, as well shooting Ryan, as, or else he wouldn't have those bullet fragments.
Yeah, now
there.
Here's what the debate is about this, Kurt.
Yes.
Ryan says, I don't want you to take the bullet out of my arm because this serves as evidence. And if you guys take the bullet out of my arm, you'll probably lose it. Or you'll probably run your own government analysis on it and lie about whose it was or whatever happened. He wants the evidence where he can literally preserve it. The problem is they won't let him get private people to take it out and preserve the evidence on his side of the discussion. And see, that's where he's just not cooperating with the judge, Kurt.
Well, you can sure see why you can't allow this to go on, Sam. If you're the judge, anyway, you know, I mean, you want that evidence, moved around somewhere. But anyway, bottom line is, I guess he's been acting as his own attorney in the Portland trial, and they say he has unsuccessfully challenged the court's jurisdiction. I mean, imagine that. You tell the court, we don't agree with your jurisdiction, and who rules on it? The court. You know, I mean.
Well, and you're not even allowed to say on your own that you believe that the government doesn't have jurisdiction. You have to have, an appointed government official tell you so or speak for you on that regard.
Kangaroo kind of comes to mind. But anyway, Judge Brown claims that allowing him to continue as a pro se defendant would create an unacceptable risk. I mean, you know, he might say the wrong stuff.
He might actually get enough evidence on the docket to shatter the government's case, Kurt.
that he would continue to flout this court's orders and that his conduct in the upcoming trial would prejudice the fair administration of justice. And of course, there'd be fair justice.
Well, Kurt, what if the jury just heard all sides and made up their own mind, Kurt?
Jury? Of the peers?
Well, that's what we're supposed to have, I think, you know.
Oh,
The judge is just kind of supposed to moderate and make sure it's all cool and that everything's kind of ran fair and evenly. But right
and
now,
then
I think
if
the judge
is out of control, that's when you request a change of venue, right? You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, of course, justice is supposed to be blind. You know, the one with the blindfold on, you know, should be the same for
all. Well, I think they'd only be able to make up the jury of blind people then, Kurt. And if justice is supposed to be blind, then, you know, only blind people could be on there.
Good point.
No, I'm just saying force Ryan Bunyan to hire an attorney, and then they kind of wonder why he doesn't trust him. I mean, it's just like, wow. Where in the law, where in your Constitution does it say you must be forced to have an appointed representative of the system? In other words, a bar-passing attorney to be your representative and to plead your case. Where does the law say that, Kurt? Where does this authority come from for this judge to do that?
Well, and this whole, you know, forced to have an involuntary surgery, you know, that, I mean, that almost sounds like, remember those black guys, what was it, Tuskegee, you know, that were kind of forced to have certain things done to them? Remember that?
Yeah, just give them, like, syphilis and stuff, see how their body can take it, withhold health care.
I guess it's for the good of them, you know, the whole or whatever, you know.
And Anna wonders why we don't trust them. Anna also is the lady, this you know, judge, that basically says, you know, the media can't really attend. They might make a circus out of this too, Kurt.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to have, you know, that kind of thing.
Just imagine if Ryan spoke for himself and the media covered it, Kurt, what could happen? Hmm.
Yeah, good point.
You know, it's just, wow. It makes you sick to even ponder what's happening to Ryan and Ammon Bundy. I disagree with them taking over the refuge, okay? I disagree with that action. Nevertheless, I do stand for honesty and a fair trial for these people, and I don't believe they're getting it at all. We will keep an eye on the ball just for you. Mm-hmm. All right, there's a flooding crisis, if you haven't heard, down there in Louisiana, Kurt.
Really?
And and it's horrible. And people are just losing their homes, and people are suffering. It's a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Donald Trump went down there and viewed it, and Barack was too busy on vacation to view it and everything else. But while the government was languishing in their paralyzed stupor as usual, good, honest people were doing something about it, Kurt. But oh no, just like Ryan can't defend himself, these people can't even do a good turn daily as the Boy Scouts teach, Kurt.
Well, that's right, and if I remember right, they call this group some kind of...
it's called the Cajun Navy, my friend.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's
talk about the Cajun Navy in a second. Who are they? What do they do? What's the problem? Sam and Kurt break it all down in mere seconds on your radio. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Educational, entertaining, hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
More than a decade ago, the world was sickened and astounded by images of grotesque torture, including sexual degradation of prisoners, carried out by U.S. military personnel and CIA contractors at Iraq's notorious Abu Ghraib prison. Many of the worst offenses were catalogued by Major General Antonio Taguba, who did his career no favors by investigating the charges diligently and insisting on upholding the laws of land warfare and the Uniform Code of Military Justice at a time when both were being ignored for the sake of expediency. Among the exceptionally violent inmates held at Abu Ghraib's hard site was Ibrahim Awad Ibrahim al-Badri, whose serial number was US-9IZ-157911CI. He is now known as Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, leader of the nihilistic death cult called the Islamic State. The Intercept reports that Baghdadi was imprisoned in Abu Ghraib, just a stone's throw from where he was captured in Fallujah, for 8 of the 10 months he was in detention. He was then taken to Camp Bucca, where he was held for an additional 2 months before being released. During the U.S. occupation of Iraq, U.S. facilities like Abu Ghraib and Camp Bucca developed a reputation as jihadi universities, where hardline extremists indoctrinated and recruited less radical inmates, continues The Intercept. Analysts have long suspected that Baghdadi took full advantage of his time at Bucca to link up with the jihadis and former military officials who would later fill out the Islamic State's leadership. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So you got this group, this private group down there in Louisiana, trying to do a great job, trying to take care of their own people, trying to live life and just have government leave them the heck alone. But oh no, ladies and gentlemen, they're called the Cajun Navy, nicknamed because they're doing all kinds of things to take care of people, Kurt. Food, relief, medical supplies. I mean, the list just goes on with the incredible support they're providing. But the government just can't stand to be challenged, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. But, you know, this there's a senator down there. They call him Perry is his last name, first name Jonathan Perry. And apparently he's, well, he's, you could kind of have differing viewpoints on this. I read even more of the original story. But, you know, the bottom line is, as you said, many times government has taken over the role of the church and the individuals, and they don't really like competition, Sam. And so in this case, this Republican state senator, his name is Jonathan Perry, as we said, well, he has sponsored or proposed legislation that would require disaster relief volunteers to undergo expensive training, pay a permit fee, there's always a little fee included, and obtain a government-issued certificate before they can render assistance to their neighbors. So then, like, if you're drowning, you know what I mean? You and the guys there, you know, right there in the boat, help you get in, you say, hey, show me your certificate. I don't want to be hopping in a non-certified, you know, help, Samaritan or whatever. The Liberty News Daily piece says, one purpose of this arrangement is to confer government authority on a private effort that proved more than capable of addressing needs without it. Now, you know, I would just simply suggest to Mr. Perry, why don't you go ahead and get rid of the competition from the government that gets ticked off when private citizens, perform acts of charity like they did there. But anyway, not seeming to be the answer here. But anyway, that's the story. No good deed goes unpunished there in Louisiana.
Kurt, what do we do with this? We see over and over and over, and you and I have reported on this probably more than anybody else, which is whenever somebody wants to do something good, whether it be a charitable organization, whether it be a church, whether it just be a private group of citizens, they run afoul of government. I mean, I remember in New York, they had all kinds of problems with storms and outages of electricity and everything else. People tried to set up like a place where people could sleep and get some food, and the government's like, oh, no, you don't. And now we see this, and it's just like, what do they expect us to do? Just run around and not lift a finger to help each other? I mean, what kind of a deal is this?
Well, that's where, at least in my opinion, the only real solution is you've got to get that government back the way it was, you know, when the country was started, basically. You've got, you know, we started out with the Ten Commandments and the Constitution, and, you know, we've gone far afield since then. And you've got to head back that way, get those tax dollars back into the hands of the people and outside of the hands of the professional do-gooders, and allow the people to perform those acts of charity as they see that they're needed, and, you know, get government to only doing what it's supposed to be doing. Now, that's a tall order, I understand, but that's the only real solution, Sam. We got to head in the right direction.
What do you think we can do about it?
Well, you know, I mean, I literally believe that your solutions come pretty easily in a booklet called The Proper Role of Government, where the former Secretary of Agriculture, who had as a goal to eliminate his complete department, you know, he outlines the pretty much a 10-year program that would allow, this is on a federal basis, and you do the same thing when it comes to states or counties, you would have any unconstitutional unconstitutional action, whether it's a government doing something that wasn't constitutional, you'd have those programs just sunset. You would not renew them. Any that didn't have a an automatic end, then you would go ahead and ramp them down, or not ramp them up, but ramp them down, and let them go away. And as the people got their money back, if you will, and then they were able to take care of those things, let the churches take back up their proper role, and the government only do what it's necessary to do, man, the
Amen
good
to
times
that.
Would be on their way.
You know, a lot of people believe in civil disobedience, Kurt.
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. However, you know, there's a time for disobedience, or civil disobedience, and there's a time not to. And I think, for example, taking over a refuge isn't really the time. Storming an IRS building, for example, would not be the time. But I support civil disobedience in this example. Let's say that you have a catastrophe in our area, Kurt, and there's people that literally need help, you know, one, to get food, water, first aid, cleanup, etc. And if the government says, you know, you guys aren't allowed to be, I guess in Utah they wouldn't call it the Navy, probably.
No, they'd call it, you know, something else.
But we might call it
Samaritan group, you know.
I don't know. We might call it something like, what's the state of Utah known for? The Beehive State, right?
Yeah.
We might call it the Beehive Rescue Mission or something. Mm-hmm. Whatever. The point is that it relates to your area, and that it's private, and that we're just going to work to help each other. I would submit that that organization should just absolutely be involved in an act of civil disobedience. And just say, you know what, we are going to bring aid, love, rescue, pay it forward, whatever words you want to use, to our neighbors and friends and loved ones. We're going to work together in our communities. We're going to provide food. We're going to provide medical supplies. We're going to provide medical know-how and skills and labor and everything else to ease the pain and suffering of those around us. We're just absolutely going to follow the mandate of Jesus Christ and get that done. And government, fly a kite. So I pray the Cajun Navy can get government to back off. This is out of control, unacceptable, and this is a time in my mind for civil disobedience like you've never seen before, Kurt.
Amen.
And it should be done everywhere all the time, because you're not doing anything wrong. Yeah. You're not harming anybody. You're not challenging anybody's authority. You're just simply What, playing the Good Samaritan, Kurt?
Yeah, you mean when you do the civil disobedience you're talking about?
What I'm saying is, when you think of civil disobedience, oftentimes you could say, look, does it cause damage? Mm-hmm. Does it play games with authority? Does it, you know, and at some point, you know, you say, you know, taking over a refuge, okay, I could see how that could be a challenge of authority that I'm just not so sure that it makes sense. I'm not so sure that at the end of the rainbow or whatever you want to say, or at the end of it all, there's a rainbow. In other words, it's debatable whether you're on good ground or whether you're on solid ground or not. In these cases where you're just relieving suffering, I'm just not sure that there's any negative to helping, Kurt. Is there any area in which you say you're not on solid ground?
Well, Sam, here's the problem, at least for some people. If the government makes a law that says you can't do that, they're going to say, well, you got to follow the law. You know, okay, I recently had a little run-in myself with, you know, what you'd call a bureaucrat, and he just basically said, hey, I'm just doing my job. And that's exactly what the guys in the, you know, Germany were doing, their job. You have to hope for good government officials who understand that, hey, there's certain jobs they shouldn't be doing.
That's exactly right, and that's one of the big discussion points we had at our CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association training, CSPOA.org, to become a member today, by the way, that we talked about is when will government officials back down? In order, if they ask the cops to come disarm people, will they do it? If they say we're going to arrest people who are involved in this Cajun Navy or relief, you know, rescue effort, are you going to arrest people to do that? At what point are you as a government official going to go along, or will you draw the line anywhere? And if so, what will the lines be? And that was a real discussion point at our CSPOA training, because really, can the government just do anything it wants without limitation? And it's a critical discussion point. Now, I guess there's a sheriff down there. He was down there in Louisiana too, Kurt. And the sheriff seems to be a pretty good guy. Now, he wanted to do something. You can't give away what he wanted to do, Kurt, till the other side of the break, okay?
Okay.
He wanted to do something I think pretty cool, and I think that could make a big difference. In addition to helping yourself and helping those around you, reaching out for some other help is a great idea. But oh, no. It reminds me of back in Daniel's day. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. I'm telling you right now, government's just out of control. From a judge forcing Ryan Bundy to hire an attorney, because they say he just might make a crazy situation out of the courts, to that same thug judge running around and saying the media can't really cover this, because, man, if they do, it'll go wild. To government cracking down on a private group called the Cajun Navy during the flooding crisis in Louisiana, dozens of local residents spontaneously organized a rescue effort for their loved ones, neighbors, and friends called the Cajun Navy. They were taking care of needs that the government just could not fulfill, but the government's cracking down and can't take it. It gets worse. The Red Cross involved, government involved, a good, honest sheriff down there in Louisiana involved, and it reminds me of the biblical Daniel scenario, Kurt.
That's a good point, Sam. It's the guy's name is Captain Clay Higgins. He's of Louisiana's St. Landry Parish's their sheriff's office there, and they say he's become a folk hero in the state, and what they call a social media celebrity. They call his Crime Stopper videos, in which he enlists the help of the public in tracking down and apprehending criminal suspects.
Who that reminds me of, Kurt?
Who?
Who else do you know asks for the public to be his partner, Kurt?
As far as I know, Sheriff David A. Clark.
Roger that. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sheriff Joe didn't do it as well. But anyway, his public persona is that of, they say, an old school peace officer, kind of a Marshall Dillon Gunsmoke guy, who wants to protect persons and property, stern toward those who break the law, kind toward the public, and fair in all circumstances. They say his local popularity has prompted Higgins to announce that he's running for Congress. During the recent flooding down there in South Louisiana, or South L.A. as we call it, Higgins recorded a video showing his daughter's devastated house and panning through the streets to display other houses that had been wiped out. Although visibly holding back tears, he spoke with obvious affection of the local residents of every color and creed. Oh, wait a minute, Sam. You're supposed to only work with one color, whatever color you are, right? Anyway, working together as one, just Americans pulling together. You don't see, he says, you don't see no FEMA trucks out here, right? This is not a government, baby. This is America. This is how things should be when disaster strikes. People helping each other and loving each other. What's wrong with that? Oh, baby. I guess after giving viewers a panoramic glimpse of devastation, by the way, it was as far as the eye can see, he said, Higgins resolutely declared, but guess what? This is all going to get cleaned up. We're not going to stop working shoulder to shoulder, brother to brother, sister to sister, American patriots, baby. South Louisiana, the rest of the country ought to pay attention. Unfortunately, they say, by the way, the local Red Cross shelter, he visited there But he was going to pray with homeless people there that were left homeless by the flood, but he was told that the organization's policies wouldn't permit him to do so.
Kurt, the Red Cross has just become, in my opinion, like a millstone around our necks, Kurt. First off, we know back in the Oklahoma City bombing days, many of us were going to donate and started to donate to the Red Cross to help out and stuff like that. And we found out that it was a sham and money wasn't literally being delivered to where we thought it should be. And there was some dishonesty going on. I've had my hesitancy about the Red Cross from then forward. But now, saying that people can't pray, Kurt, if you're not going to allow me on my own agency, my own freedom, it's okay. The people don't have to pray with the sheriff if they don't want to. But allowing people not to have agency to choose as they will and pray, if I can't enlist God with you around, then I've just got to simply have me and God and not you around.
Good point.
And so the Red Cross, in my opinion, just absolutely melting down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just crazy. Yep. But again, we're seeing more and more of this, Kurt, as we turn our back as a nation on God and become more and more and more involved in secularism. And we reject everything. I just don't see answers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we can't look to the author of our liberty, look to our great protector, where do you look, Kurt? I mean, I wouldn't be... look, do you want to look to the Red Cross or to your God? I'm going to choose God, Kurt. I'm sorry that the Red Cross is just out. I don't know if it was a local person that did this.
There's not much cross in the Red Cross, one article said.
You know, I heard that. Wow. But I don't know if this was a national thing, a worldwide thing. The Red Cross is worldwide, aren't they, Kurt?
Well, yeah, as far as I know.
Or is this just some local whatever, you know, hopefully the misunderstanding will be cleared up. I doubt it, but I'm just saying, what kind of a deal is that? Do not call upon your God? Kurt, this is stuff you read in ancient scripture and go, holy mackerel, if this happens in my time, what would I do?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And what I would do is I'd have to simply say, the Red Cross, we've just dismissed you, my friends.
Well, and here's the problem, at least so many times what will happen is because the Red Cross will get, I'm pretty sure, government funding in many cases, then the governments will probably give them strings attached, if you will.
I think you're right. And a little bit of the defense of the Red Cross, maybe that's what's kind of underpinning. They're saying you can't have God involved. They're afraid their money will be jeopardized as well.
Yep. Good point.
Not that I'm necessarily defending the Red Cross, but I am making a point that usually when God's kicked out, government's involved.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Red Cross stifles prayer by popular Louisiana sheriff, Captain Clay Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Hillary's getting belligerent again, too, Kurt. Again, she's always belligerent.
Yeah, looks like she's going where no one's ever gone before, you know, kind of Star Trek-y. Sam, the L.A. Times piece has this headline, Hillary Clinton is exploring the outer limits of fundraising like no presidential nominee ever.
That's, Kurt, how you politely say she's involved in criminal activity.
Yeah, well, especially if you're the L.A. Times, that's kind of how you do it. And this report comes out of Washington. It's Evan Halper is the author, and he outlines a number of, you know, of the ways she's bringing in some cash lately. He says here's a few of them. They had a dinner at Beverly Hills, home of entertainment mogul Haim Saban. I don't know, Haim, I probably don't have him on my speed dial. It was $50,000 per person to attend, you know, but you did get, you know, a really nice hot dog for that. On the Vineyard on Saturday, Clinton netted roughly $2 million at a single cocktail party. Must have been a heck of cocktails, huh, Sam? Then they darted off to a small dinner event at a billionaire's home that generated another million. I mean, a million. If you're a billionaire, I guess it's not much. But I guess midweek, the Clinton war chest had grown by many millions more as Clinton hopscotched, playing a little hopscotch there, on a three-day California swing from Johnson's house to the Sabin affair and then to the home of Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, where Jennifer Aniston, Jamie Foxx, and Tobey Maguire, I guess these are all pretty much movie star-ish people, then it was off to the Bay Area for multiple events, even one that was hosted by Apple chief executive Tim Cook. Makes me want to not buy Apple stuff. But anyway, along the way, Clinton's campaign is pushing the boundaries, they say, of fundraising further than any presidential nominee ever has. Well, don't you know, LA Times, the rules are for the guys that keep them. You know, it's just like those gun-free zones. That's not for criminals. That's for good, honest people to follow. But anyway, they say she is seized on loose federal campaign financing enforcement. Remember when they came out with this a while back? You know, everybody, you can't, you big guys won't be able to buy up these congressmen anymore. You know, everything will be fine. But anyway, that's what's going on, Sam, in the Hillary world.
Well, not only is Hillary raising money like you cannot imagine, but it gets even worse, Kurt, because the next headline from Liberty News Daily says Clinton Foundation received donations from Hezbollah-connected Nigerian billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And the story goes to explain it in detail. But not, I mean, so the mainstream press says Hillary Clinton is exploring the outer limits of fundraising like no other presidential candidate has. That's their polite way of saying she's committing criminal activity. Liberty News Radio takes off the gloves and says, or I should say Liberty News Daily, Clinton Foundation receives donation from Hezbollah-connected Nigerian billionaire. See the difference in reporting, folks? Guy's name is Gilbert Jakari. We'll give you all the details next hour, but I'm just telling you, see, that's the difference of how the mainstream press does it, is they continue to protect Hillary and manipulate the press in Hillary's favor. If they manipulate election results and the press in Hillary's favor, she may just win, Kurt. I pray it isn't true. I wish we had a
different
answer.
Well, at least we know there won't be any vote fraud going on.
Well, we'll talk about that next hour. That. Matter of fact. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt break it all down just for you. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.